Now, the running mate of the MPP flag bearer, Dr. Mahmoudou Bawumia, says Ghana could have avoided the IMF bailout if prudent measures were adopted by government to ensure fiscal discipline. Speaking at the Distinguished Speaker Series organized by the Central University College at Miocho near Pram-Pram, Dr. Bawumia noted that until measures are put in place to cut down on government borrowing, the IMF package will not have any positive impact on the economy. Mercy Daku has the rest of the story.
The lecture, which was on the theme, the IMF bailout, will the anchor hold touch on key economic indicators, but more emphasis was placed on the IMF package. Dr. Bawumia questioned why Ghana, after 4 years of oil production, will go to the IMF for a bailout package, despite all the revenues generated from the sector and other sources. He said the country does not need the IMF to tell government to cut down on expenditure.
The IMF bailout was totally avoidable if the government had listened to sound advice from many quarters much earlier. But government refused to listen. Now that their propaganda has been exposed by economic reality, they are now forced to listen to the IMF. Ghana has had many bailouts before. Will the anchor hold this time? What is clear from our experience is that the anchor will have to be provided by the commitment of the government and the people of Ghana to fiscal discipline and sound economic policy, not the IMF.
Dr. Bawumia expressed worry over the continuous rise in the public debt, which currently stands at 76.1 billion, representing 67% of GDP as of 2014. He said the country has now moved from the highly indebted poor country status to what he described as highly indebted middle-income country, HIMIC.
At 67% of GDP, Ghana's debt stock has crossed the critical 60% of GDP level that developing countries with limited access to capital flows should worry about in terms of debt sustainability. In fact, Ghana is right back to the debt unsustainability that led us to HIPIC. However, unfortunately, HIPIC debt relief will not be available again. Ghana's current status can thus best be described as a highly indebted lower middle income country, a HIMIC country.
Touching on the energy crisis, Dr. Bawumia noted that the problem is more of financial than a technical one.
The indebtedness of government has reflected in other sectors of the economy. In the energy sector, for example, government is highly indebted to VRA and ECG. Government owes ECG some 700 million Ghana cedis and owes VRA 1 billion Ghana cedis. The untold about the erratic gas supply from Nigeria is that Ghana owes Nigeria Gas $100 million. Nigeria Gas is therefore dragging its feet with regards to the supply of gas, while this amount is unpaid. Ultimately, the Dumsor problem is more of a financial problem than a technical one.
Commenting on the lecture, the chairman of the CPP, Samia Nkrumah, said Ghana needs an economic revolution by focusing on manufacturing and industrialization to propel growth in the economy.
HIPIC or going for an IMF loan is almost the same thing. You will be subjected to conditions, different names, different forms, but it is the same thing. So we are talking about a complete departure from this economic model that we have been pursuing for the last 30 years. Ghana needs an economic revolution.
Mr. Alan Chemantin also had this to say.
The IMF program is for Ghana. Everybody who understands the value of moving the country forward, be committed to it. It has nothing to do with politics. It's about us making sure that together we work towards moving this economy. But the government has the responsibility. I appreciate some of the lessons that come out of this lecture.
Also present at the lecture was the flag bearer of the MPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, and present and past MPs.